It's like hot yoga for your mind. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. We appreciate your support. And remember, you can always find an interview if you missed it at stevegruber.com on the podcast, powered by Podbean. We've got 150,000 downloads recently, and you can be one of them as you go forward. Interviews like the next one we're going to have here with former Congressman Bob Barr of Georgia. He represented Georgia's 7th Congressional District back in 1995 through 2003. He now practices law in Atlanta and is chairman of Liberty Guard, a nonprofit pro-liberty organization. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be with you once again, as always.
Good to have you here. You know, I've told people this for years because I talk to people about the incessant and insidious nature of the left. And what I mean by that is they can lose badly on pick your topic. Maybe it's the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. They can lose badly. They can lose in the courts, and they never lose sleep over it. They never lose a step. They just come back from a different direction. They come back because it's continuous. The march for gun control, for example, never ends for the left. They might lose, you know, the Heller case, the Supreme Court. They might lose the McDonald case in the Supreme Court. Doesn't matter. They'll find another way to come after it. Maybe it's ammunition. In this case, red flag laws are all the rage among the left now. Basically, people being able to say, ex parte, actually, to come in and say to the judge, that Mr. Gruber, he's weird. He's scary. He shouldn't have guns. Could be my ex-spouse, in fact, and a host of other people. They call them red flag laws. They're all the rage, and I am concerned about them because it means that a government entity with no evidence at all and without me having a chance to even defend myself, they can pound on my door at any hour of the day and demand I turn over my firearms. Am I misunderstanding anything?
You're not misunderstanding anything, Steve, and it's a very serious problem in so many ways. I wrote recently that red flag laws are a solution in search of a problem. They are problematic from a constitutional standpoint because they allow, as you just indicated, a judge without notice to the other side, and even under circumstances where the judge just takes evidence by phone, not even in person, they allow a judge to issue an order, give it to law enforcement, go to this person's house or business and seize their firearms because somebody thinks that they might commit a bad act with a firearm.
And who gets to decide? I mean, that's the thing. It is so subjective. Well, that's Steve Gruber. He's a scary guy. You know, he acts weird. And so I've also been divorced. I can only imagine the things that ex-spouses say about each other. Actually, I don't have to imagine much. I mean, people say terrible things about each other. That ex-spouse of mine, he's dangerous. And so the next thing you know, it's 3 a.m. and your door's getting pounded on. How frightening.
It's a recipe for disaster. It puts police in harm's way because they're going to be showing up unannounced at a residence, perhaps late at night, against somebody that doesn't know they're coming, that the police know or believe is armed, pounding on their door or breaking the door in, and the person inside doesn't know what's going on, and they presumably have guns. That was the whole purpose of going after them in the first place. So it's almost certain to result in tragedy for the person in the house as well as for the police.
What happened in Maryland, a red flag law there, and the police in Maryland went and pounded on the door of the guy. It was 6 a.m. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't know what was happening. Who was pounding? Anyhow, he has an exchange with the police, and then he gets shot dead. Shot dead. He's no longer a threat to the community. He's dead.
And this is all utterly, Steve, unnecessary. As we saw down in Parkland, Florida, just last year, you had all sorts of red flags, so to speak, all sorts of evidence that the federal, state, and local authorities had, the sheriff down there, who, by the way, was just removed, thank goodness, from his position by Florida's new governor.
And it was upheld.
It was upheld by the courts. They had all sorts of evidence, but they failed to act on it. They could have acted on it. They could have stopped that guy. What was his name? Nicholas Cruz.
Yes.
But they didn't. So you don't need a whole new set of laws that throw the Second Amendment under the bus to protect citizens in situations where there is clear evidence that somebody is going to use a gun for a crime. You can already take care of it, but you have incompetence, you have systems that don't work, and instead of government putting money into better training, better information, and making people accountable, they choose to throw the Second Amendment and the Fourth Amendment under the bus for all Americans.
That's right. And rust never sleeps, and that's my take on the left when it comes to guns. They say, we don't want to take, we want common sense gun laws. Of course, that means taking guns away from everyone. They would like us to do what happened in New Zealand, which is take away all semi-automatic firearms from everyone, all of them. That's what they would like to see happen, because I can go give you an example right now. Sugarland, Texas, where the man that had been dishonorably discharged the military went and shot up the church there, murdering several people. But if the information had been put into the computer, he never would have been able to buy guns. We can't sit here and talk about new laws until we conduct ourselves properly with the ones that are on the books that would save lives, that wouldn't allow people to buy guns that shouldn't have them, if we would just do what is required right now to begin with, right or wrong.
You're absolutely correct. And that's the real tragedy here, that there are mechanisms already on the books. If local, federal, and state officials would use them properly to take care of this kind of problem, and yet what the left wants to do, and you're right, the left never sleeps. They are constantly looking for more ways to give government more control and to thereby reduce our constitutionally guaranteed liberties.
I just had to ask you this because it just makes me, every time you say that, it screams Green New Deal in my head about the Democrats trying to take incredible control of every aspect of American life, which is not who we are. Yeah, we are individuals. We are freedom-loving people. And the left would have you believe that somehow there is a good path to take by enforcing upon people this Green New Deal. What do you make of it when you look at Congress these days?
Congress is completely dysfunctional. Not only the Green New Deal, and by the way, you saw where Senator Mitch McConnell brought that to the vote, and all the Democrats that supported it before the vote voted against it. They were really irritated that he actually put them on the spot. But the best example to me of how dysfunctional the Congress has become is the House Intelligence Committee. And I was involved back in the late 1970s with the CIA doing legislative work, drafting the legislation that set up the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. But even those committees, particularly in the House Intelligence Committee has become so hyper-partisan that it cannot do its job. And it isn't a question of who's in charge of it. Both sides are guilty here. They ought to disband it. But that is just the most recent and best example of how dysfunctional the Congress has become.
Let me ask you this. We're with former Congressman Bob Barr of Georgia. Because of your, obviously, your experience, there's no substitute for experience. Are there things besides what you just mentioned that you would do to make the functions inside the Beltway more workable? I mean, we have this hyper-partisanship on both sides. Right now, there is no debate that we have a problem at the southern border. Anybody who is a sober-thinking person knows we have a huge problem at the southern border, and yet the Democrats, it seems to me, would sacrifice American security and sovereignty if they thought they could injure Donald Trump. That's what's bizarre to me.
It has become so deeply personal and vitriolic that nothing gets done. You're absolutely correct. The Democrats are so focused solely on Donald Trump that they can't see anything else. Jerry Nadler, the chair of my old committee, the Judiciary Committee, is so focused on going after Donald Trump however they can that they are neglecting their responsibility to the people who elected them to really look at what is happening in our criminal justice system. The Judiciary Committee could be looking at why these problems keep occurring with failure by law enforcement to operate properly, failure of our gun database systems to work, failure of our mental health systems to work.
Yeah.
And yet they're not doing that. They're just going after Trump.
Yeah, that's Trump at all costs. Trump at any cost. Doesn't matter. Former Congressman Bob Barr, always great to have you here. Your perspective and your experience cannot be substituted. Thank you for being here. He's also the chairman of Liberty Guard, a nonprofit pro-liberty organization, and heads the Law Enforcement Education Foundation. Congressman, thank you as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's gonna be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't, it's too heavy.
Oh my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.